Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk about, well, yesterday was International Bath Day, and whereas hardly, it's hardly something to celebrate, you know what these days just give us an opportunity and a framework to talk about things that we might not have thought about before. And one of those issues is bathing or showering. How often should you shower or bath? Obviously, it is influenced by a whole lot of factors: climate, age, occupation, skin type, physical activity, cultural norms. So there's all of those things. But what does it actually do from a medical and health perspective? To help us unpack the science and social influences behind showering and bathing habits, we're joined by Dr. Gary Levy. He is a specialist dermatologist. Dr. Gary Levy, a very good morning. We haven't spoken for ages. I hope you're well.
Good morning, Howard. Yes, very well, thank you.
Great.
Enjoying a different climate here to what you've got.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a lot more showering happening there, no doubt,
yes.
Because Dr. Gary Levy talking to us from Israel, where, of course, it is summer and moving into, they're not even fully there yet, but it's just going to get hotter and more humid. So let's talk about the, is there a right amount of times to shower or bath?
So I think your introduction kind of took the wind out of my sails.
Sorry.
It is all influenced by weather and by social norms and by what you've grown up with. I think the first rule is that there are no rules, and I think that on the two extremes, perhaps not bathing often enough and bathing too much, would be where the discussion might hold. The body has a natural replenishment of its cells and of the oils in its skin. And if you were to wash too often, you could denude the body of that protective mechanism. On the other hand, if you don't bath at all, then you will accumulate grit and grime, and that in itself can be harmful.
So would it, you practiced in South Africa and in Gauteng for many years, what would you advise people around this time of year where it's cold, the air is dry, certainly in Gauteng, our Cape Town listeners have a different experience, but what is your advice to listeners during this time of year?
Yeah, I think the social norm is sort of a bath a day, but a lot of people are poor by the fact that you say, well, then you won't go to bed without having a bath or shower. So a lot of people like to do it twice a day. But I don't think that one can lay down a law and say twice a day is better than once a day. And also, when you are bathing or showering, you can add products onto your skin which should help moisturize it, or which could influence your skin. So the basic rule is that, and there's other reasons for bathing. Some people bath for cleanliness, others in the freezing cold would bath just to get warm. So there are many things that influence it. And, I would think in today's society, once a day would be considered normal, but there are variations on each side. In the elderly, where it's not so easy to get into showers and that, a lot of people are sort of getting bathed in their chair and then only once or twice a week will they have a complete shower. So it's very difficult to be dogmatic and say this is the right
gig, one rule for everybody. I read somewhere that in winter, at least, certainly you shouldn't use normal soap. You should use something that's got a little bit of some kind of a moisturizer in it, or use that after. What's your thoughts on that?
Yes. So look, I would think the majority of people just use what's in the shower.
Yes.
And
yes.
They're not looking for that special stuff. But those people who have got skin issues, especially things like atopic dermatitis or allergies, will be looking to use some kind of more moisturizing cream, something that leaves a bit of a film on your skin once you get out. And then also what is popular amongst certain people in certain cultures is then to add a moisturizer after you bath the showers. I mean, I think that most men kind of like have a shower. With whatever's in the shower, walk out, half dry themselves, and are out of there. 30 seconds. A lot of women are pampering themselves more with more moisturizers. But, you know, you go to the gyms and you see what's happening. Some guys are in and out quickly, and other people take half an hour until they finish their routine.
Yeah. So, again, there's what you're saying is just know your skin type, know what works for you. How do you tell? I mean, what are the signs to look for if your skin is actually becoming a bit denuded of moisture?
Well, I think it speaks for itself because you will start, a lot of people start getting a bit itchy. And that's common in the winter in Gauteng.
Mm.
And then you also have a bit of a flake on your skin. You sort of rub your skin, you see little pieces peeling off. And that in itself, especially in older people, and when I say older, I'm talking over the age of 50, a lot of people start getting dry and itchy in the winter months. Summer, it's easier. And so often in the winter, you're looking for something that's a bit more moisturizing. And if you want brand names, I mean, there are really tons of them out there, from Dove to much more expensive soaps.
And that is all we have time for, unfortunately. Dr. Gary Levy, thank you so much for your insights, talking to us about the how often one should bath or shower, and now that we're heading towards winter, what that should look like. Do you change your routine? 061-895-1019, or maybe you do something a little bit different when we head towards winter, especially here in Gauteng, where it is dry.